the most listened to Christian music countdown around the world.
Now with more ways to listen on your radio,
in your favorite podcast app,
and streaming 24 hours a day at 20thecountdown.com.
Hey y'all, this is Jordan Felice.
This is Chris from Rang Collective.
Hey, what's up? This is Torin Wells.
Hey, it's Colton Dixon.
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mack.
New music, new artists, the latest Christian music news, and the stories behind the songs. This is 20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Well, welcome to this week's show. We were about to count down the top 20 biggest songs in Christian music, but before we do that, I know that this has been one of those weeks for me and most likely for you that you never expected. It's just been a lot of uncertainty and a lot of crazy things happening right now. But I know this, we have lots of great music coming up on the show, and I want you to see this show as just more than the top 20 countdown. I would love for you to see this show as a show that's playing some really encouraging music to get you through these uncertain times. And we have some great stories behind those songs and even some ministry moments throughout the show that I'd love to share with you. So I hope it encourages you as you listen this week. We have a brand new song entering our chart from the worship leader, Phil Wickham. He's dropping in to talk about it as we start off our show, as well as our future fan favorite segment next hour. That's where I'm going to play the winning song that you voted on last week and play two brand new ones for your vote this week. All right, let's get things started. Well, worship leader Phil Wickham has a brand new song on the chart this week, and it's called Great Things. And he dropped in to tell us a little bit about how the song was born.
The song Great Things was actually born out of necessity. I've been leading worship regularly at a church called Harvest Christian Fellowship for about 2 years now, and it's been grounding and life-giving. It's been amazing to be part of this team with Pastor Greg Laurie. Incredible people. But what I found is we were choosing set lists week after week or month after month that we ended up, for the first song of the set, you know, we wanted to start with an upbeat song. We ended up only having like four or five to choose from that our church knew and our church was singing. And we just thought, man, we need more upbeat songs that are just easy to catch on to and still have something special and rich in them. And so I set out, I'm like, man, I want to make that list go from three to four that we choose from. And so I sat down over the next couple of weeks and started kind of pouring over scripture and psalms. And I came across this idea of how you've done great things, you know. Some people just in the Bible worshiping God for like, God, you are the God who does great things. I thought, man, what a great title for a song. And a great title for a song that's like full of praise and celebration. That anchor of the idea of singing about the great things God has done honed in on the idea that he has rescued us from death, that he's conquered the grave, that he breaks through the chains that we have to this world and all that comes with that into a life of freedom. And so it came up with this chorus, you know, O hero of heaven, you conquer the grave, you free every captive and break every chain, O God, you have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh, Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high. Oh, God, you've done great things. And we just started leading it at my church. It's been so nice to have another upbeat song. But even more than that, it's really been an amazing part of our worship experience as well. So excited about having this song part of the record.
That was worship leader Phil Wickham talking about this next one. It's called Great Things. And here it is on 20, The Countdown Magazine.
Number 20. New music.
20, and it's called Great Things from Phil Wickham. I just love the lyrics in that one. I love how they say God will be faithful through every storm and faithful forevermore. It's a great reminder and something to really focus on right now. All right, next up, it's I Am They. They're the group singing this next one. It's called No Impossible With You, and it's moving up one this week on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 19.
Right now I'm staring down a giant. Right now I can't see past my pain. Right now my songs have turned to silence. And you've never seemed so far away. But I still believe there's no high.
That's the group I Am They with No Impossible With You at number 19 this week. All right, it's Bethel Music's Josh Baldwin in next with Let the Redeemed on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 18.
The Countdown Magazine at number 18. That's Let the Redeemed from Josh Baldwin.
Coming up,
Christian Music's Top 17, and we're going to find out if the group We the Kingdom can keep that number one spot again with that incredible song called Holy Water.
Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. Like the sound of a symphony to my ears.
That was the number one song last week. What do you think? Is it going to make it again? Stick around and find out.
20thecountdown.com.
Your connection to everything you hear on the show. All the artists.
This is Torrin Wells.
Hey, this is Rhett Walker.
Hey, my name is Lauren Daigle.
This is Josh from The Afters.
The current music chart. The latest music news. And more ways to listen to 20 The Countdown magazine. Plus, exclusive content like the future fan favorite and the 20 The Countdown e-newsletter. Find it all at 20thecountdown.com.
Hello, Countdown family. I'm Chris Langham, and this is Explained in 60 Seconds, Philippians 1:3. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your fellowship in the gospel. What a great compliment. I thank God for you. Paul prays for his friends with joy in his heart because of their fellowship. Now in church, we have a little small talk over coffee and call it fellowship. But Paul's talking about the fellowship of the gospel. It's the kind of fellowship you find on mission together. Shared goals, shared hardships, shared stories, prayers, laughter, and tears. When God sets you on the same mission and sets his love in your hearts for the same people, that's the fellowship of the gospel. That's 60 seconds for explanation on all of Philippians and every other Bible book. Check out the Through the Word app at throughtheword.org.
20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Well, thanks again for joining me to count down the biggest songs in Christian music this week. My name is William Ryan III, and I'm really hoping that this show is more than just the top songs in Christian music for you. I hope it's more of an encouragement to you, as I'm sure this past week has been a tough one. And we have Australia's Hillsong Worship climbing two this week with a song that reminds us of what our hope is in. Listen to the words of this one and let it offer you some hope today. It's called King of Kings on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 17.
In the darkness, we were waiting without hope, without light. Till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word from a throne.
Yeah.
up two to number 17. That is King of Kings from Hillsong Worship. All right, now it's Michael W. Smith featuring Vanessa Campagna, and they're in next with Waymaker on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 16.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you.
The Countdown Magazine, up one to number 16. That's Waymaker from Michael W. Smith featuring Vanessa Campagna. Such an incredible song. Hey, next hour, it's our future fan favorite where we play two new songs for you to vote on, as well as last week's winning song. And I have your top 15 songs next.
Hello, Countdown family. Chris Langham here from Through the Word. And this is Explained in 60 Seconds. Colossians 2:20. Since you died with Christ to this world, why do you submit to its rules? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. Some people live their faith like it's all about what you can't do. But following Jesus is more than following rules. Picture sin as a box of donuts, only we call these do-nots. Your challenge is stop eating the do-nots. Try rules. The rules tie your hands and blindfold your eyes. But is that freedom? And does it work? The rules may look right, but they can't change your flesh. But Jesus gives us power to die to our flesh and rise with him. He sets us free to walk away from the do-nots, free to live and love. That's 60 seconds for explanation on all of Colossians 2 and every other Bible chapter. Check out the Through the Word app at throughtheword.org.
Direct connection to all your favorite artists.
And the biggest songs in Christian music.
20, the Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Welcome back. We're about to kick off our 15 remaining songs, but I know it's been a very different week with lots of unexpected things for you, as well as for me. And we're all cautious about shaking hands or even fist bumping, but sometimes all it takes is a smile to show someone it's going to be okay. Dave from the group Sidewalk Prophets was having a pretty bad day before he wrote this next song, but it all ended well, as he explains.
The day before we wrote this song, my oven started to pour smoke into our house. Then a tree fell and broke our fence. I left a huge scratch on our brand new hardwood floors trying to put out our oven fire. And then I turned around and my favorite team just lost on the TV, all within the span of 5 minutes. And even though these things seemed really small, I was frustrated. But my wife, she started to laugh. She helped me realize in that moment that everything that just occurred, it could only steal my joy if I allowed it to. Smile speaks to just that, making joy a priority. Whether you're on the pinnacle of a mountain, in a valley of deep despair, or facing the trials of every day, God's love is all around us, and that's reason enough to get up and smile.
Here is Sidewalk Prophets with their song, Smile, on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 15.
Lost your way, lost your cool, then you straight up lost your mind. Tried so hard to stay ahead, but you keep falling behind. Life is gonna pull you down, make it hard to see. But a little change in your point of view could be just what you need. There's always a reason to always choose joy. There's something deeper that the world can't destroy. Smile when you think you can't smile. Get up and dance, smile. There's a bigger plan. The storm only lasts for a while. So smile. Happiness is wonderful, but it doesn't stick around. Walk in on sunshine, then here come the clouds. You can laugh or you can cry when it all falls apart. But I believe the more you laugh, the more you heal the hurt. There's a bigger plan, and you've got a reason to smile. When you think you can't smile, just clap your hands, smile. There's a bigger plan, you've got a reason to smile.
Number 15, Smile from Sidewalk Prophets. What a great song, huh? Well, next, it's Cochran & Company with their song One Day. And here it is, 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 14.
One day there'll be no more waiting left for our souls. One day there'll be no more children longing for home. One day when the kingdom comes right here where we stand, we will see the promised land. One day there'll be no more lives taken too soon. One day there'll be no more need for a hospital room.
One day every tear that falls will be wiped by his hand. We will see the promised land. Hallelujah. There will be healing from this heartache we've been feeling. We'll sing in the darkest night, 'cause we know that the light will come, and there will be healing. Hallelujah. One day there'll be no more anger left in our eyes. One day the color of our skin won't cause a divide. One day we'll be family standing hand in hand, and we will see the promised land. We will see the promised land. Hallelujah. Every tongue will confess. One day when our tired and weary bones find their rest. One day when the power of evil's brought to an end, we will see the promised land. We will see the promised land. Hallelujah.
That is number 14, called One Day, from Cochran & Company.
Hey, what's up? This is Torrin Wells, and I just wanted to remind you today that God is with you, that God is for you, that God works all things together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose, that he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, that the name of the Lord is a place of refuge, that the righteous run into it and are safe. Just remember, in the midst of us still learning the facts about what's happening in the world today, that the truth of God's word supersedes the facts. The facts may be real, but God's word is true.
Great reminder and something to really focus on right now. Torrin Wells is our biggest mover this week with a 3-point jump with his song, Like You Love Me. And here it is on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 13.
Always something trying to steal my mood. My crazy thoughts trying to kill my groove. That's when I hear a voice whisper through the noise that brings a bigger picture into view. Whenever the clouds come into my mind, I won't forget it's you who tells the sun to shine. Every morning, every night, every second thought about tomorrow's wasting time. Everything they need. You light the stars and you paint the leaves. And you clothe the lilies with your majesty. And you don't even love them like you love me. No, you don't love them like you love me. No, like you love me. Like you love me. Like you love me. Like you love me. Who am I in life? Of everything that you would choose to set your eyes on me, it blows my mind to think that you would know my name, and I'm adored by the King of Kings. Whenever the clouds come into my mind, I
won't forget. It's you who tells the sun to shine. Every morning, every night, every second thought about tomorrow's wasting time. Hey, you give the sparrows everything they need. You light the stars and you paint the leaves. And you grow the lilies with your majesty. And you don't even love them like you love me. No, you don't love them like you love me. No, like you love me, like you love me, like you love me, like you love me.
Break it down one time. Break it down two times. Hey, listen up.
Why should I worry? Why should I care? 'Cause nobody loves me, no. Like you love me. Why should I worry? No. Why should I care? Every second thought about tomorrow's wasting time.
Warren Wells with Like You Love Me, up three slots to number 13 this week.
Coming up,
the latest artist news and two brand new songs for you to vote on in our future fan favorite segment. And Christian Music's top 12 songs are on the way.
Hello, Countdown family. Chris Langham here from Through the Word. And this is Explained in 60 Seconds. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Have you ever felt that annoying burden of an unfinished project? Work partway done, tools left out, just never completed. Have you ever wondered if maybe you are one of God's unfinished projects? Paul wants you to know that this work, this mission that we share, is not just our work. It is God's work in you and through you. And God does not leave unfinished projects. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. And Paul is confident, not self-confident, God-confident. That's 60 Seconds. For explanation on all of Philippians 1 and every other Bible chapter, check out the Through the Word app at throughtheword.org.
20thecountdown.com. Your connection to everything you hear on the show. All the artists.
Hey guys, it's Zach Williams.
This is Toby Mack.
This is Matthew Wagel
and Luke here with Viking Country.
The current music chart, the latest music news, and more ways to listen to 20 The Countdown magazine. Plus, exclusive content like the future fan favorite and the 20 The Countdown e-newsletter. Find it all at 20thecountdown.com.
20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Well, I am so glad you're listening this week. I know it's been a pretty rough week for most, including myself, but hey, I'm hoping that this show is going to give you a little bit of encouragement this week. We still have 12 songs to go for you, and I just know that some of these songs are going to really speak life into you. Micah Tyler dropped by to tell us some more about a word that we say a lot and what it means as he shares the heart behind his latest song, Amen.
I can't tell you how many times I have overlooked and forgotten the power behind one of the most commonly used words in all of the Bible. I've stuck it at the end of prayers, thanking God for my food and when I tuck my kids in at night. But the word amen is not just the signal to let us know it's okay to start eating our dinner. No, it is a beautiful and significant way to agree and affirm the promises and authority of God. In the Bible, amen is used over and over again to mean to take care, to be faithful, reliable, or established, or to believe someone or something. And it is used all the way to the end as the last word in Revelation. I wanted to write a song that celebrates the trust God has built inside of me and also praise Him for what He is still yet to do in my life. I will never be able to get over the fact that I am loved and thought of by the God of the universe. All I can say day in and day out is simply amen.
Here is Micah Tyler with that song, Amen, on 20 The Countdown magazine.
Number 12.
When I think about where I would have been without you, I'm so glad it's a place I never have to be. Even if I tried, I couldn't count the ways. Not enough for words for me to ever say. Just how good you are to me. Hey. Singing like amen, 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 oh, amen. What you did has given me a hope forever. And what you do has shown me you will never leave, oh. Even if I tried, I couldn't count the ways. Not enough for words for me to ever say. Just how good you are to me.
The Countdown magazine. That's Micah Tyler with his song Amen, up one to number 12 this week.
Artist news. Three things you need to know. Number one,
Danny Gokey has teamed up with I Am Second to release a new White Chair film that tells his story like you've never heard it before. Danny talks about how fear has haunted him from a very young age, fear that God would leave him and fear that God would refuse his prayers. He talks all about his journey on the TV show American Idol and how even when he was advancing to the next round on the show, fear still had a grip on him. You got to head over to IamSecond.com and watch his story.
Number two.
The group from Ireland called Wren Collective announced a new album called Choose to Worship. It releases both digitally and physically on March 27th and includes their hit song, Your Name is Power, that you've been hearing here on 20 The Countdown magazine.
Number three.
The powerhouse group We The Kingdom has released an acoustic version of their hit song, Holy Water, that's been here at number one on the show for the last couple of weeks. It's on YouTube and also features the guys in the band sharing the heart behind the song and a little tutorial on playing the song for you talented musicians out there. I would not be one of those. Be sure you sign up for our weekly e-newsletter because we'll be sure to include a link to the video in that for you. Get the latest artist news, the current music chart, and sign up for that e-newsletter I mentioned at 20thecountdown.com. That is 20thecountdown.com.
20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
And now let's get back into our countdown with Big Daddy Weave.
Our song I Know was written in a really difficult season of heartache in our life. Maybe you're in the midst of a season like that right now and everything seems turned upside down. You can't stand on what you don't know. But if you can think about the times when you have seen God to be faithful, you've experienced his love, remember and stand on that history in your life. Remember and stand on the truth that deep down you really do know that God is good.
Big Daddy Weave. Here's the song I Know on 20 The Countdown magazine.
Number 11.
But you don't answer all my questions, but you hear me when I speak. You don't keep my heart from breaking, and when it does, you weep with me. You're so close that I can feel you when I've lost the words to pray. And though my eyes have never seen you, I've seen enough to say, I know that you are good. I know that you are kind. I know that you are so much more. That I am loved. I know that I am safe. 'Cause even in the fire, to live is Christ, to die is gain. I know that you are good. I don't understand the sorrow, but you're calm within the storm. Sometimes this weight is overwhelming, but I don't carry it alone. You're still close when I can't feel you. I don't have to be afraid. And though my eyes have never seen you, I've seen enough to say, I know that you are good. I know that you are kind. I know that you are so much more than what I leave behind. I know that I am loved. I know that I am saved.
Up one to number 11, that's I Know from Big Daddy Weave. I love the words in that one. It's so encouraging to me as I really listen to the words of these songs this week with the week that the entire world has had. And if you need more encouragement this next week, I hope you'll listen to the show again at some point. You can go to 20thecountdown.com and really pay attention to the lyrics in these songs. I know it's going to offer you just a little bit more encouragement if you need it. Well, before I let you hear our top 10, let me just rewind songs 11 through 20 for you.
Rewind.
Rewind.
Number 20.
Number 19.
You want, you lose. No more you want.
number 16. Number 14. Number 13. Number 12. Number 11.
That was just a little rewind of songs 11 through 20. I'll have your top 10 coming up.
20 The Countdown Magazine.
From Dallas, Texas to you.
20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Well, welcome back to this week's show. I am so glad that you're here with me. I know it's been a really rough week for a lot of us, but hey, we have some great encouraging music coming up as we kick off our top 10 songs. We also have our future fan favorite coming up just a little bit later on, and we're going to play last week's winning song that you voted on, as well as two brand new ones. Will the group We The Kingdom stay at that number one spot with their song Holy Water? Stick around to find out if that's going to be our number one again, or if it's something new this week. All right, Bethel Music's Corey Asbury is moving into our top 10, and here he is with The Father's House on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 10.
Sometimes on this journey, I get lost in my mistakes. What looks to me like weakness is a canvas for your strength. And my story isn't over, my story's just begun. And failure won't define me, 'cause that's what my father does. Yeah, failure won't define me, 'cause that's what my father does. Ooh, and they
Jericho walls are crashing.
that's your number 10 song this week, and it's called The Father's House from Corey Asbury. All right, Toby Mac is in, and I love when he's in to tell us a little bit more about his music. Let's hear what he had to say about the song Edge of My Seat.
Edge of My Seat, man. It's a song I've been wanting to write for a while. To me, there's two postures. You can either sit back, arms crossed, eyes rolled, wondering what this day is going to hold. But you're sort of jaded toward it. Maybe not actively jaded, but passively jaded about what's going to happen. Okay, this is going to happen and that's going to happen. Or there's the other posture, which is out on the edge of your seat, where you're sort of wide-eyed with wonder of what God's going to do with that day. You're hoping. There's anticipation. You're out on the edge of your seat, and your posture is different. And you're like a child. What you gonna do with this day, Daddy? Let's go.
Here is Toby Mac featuring Cochran & Company with Edge of My Seat on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 9.
Well, I thought that I had seen most everything. And if Jade it was a people, I'd be the king. So cold to what a brand new day could bring. So icy cold to all the wonder that should be moving me. Jumping out my skin, just trying to catch a view.
Feels like Christmas came early. Yeah, I could stay here day and night and never feel no hurry. Needless to mention, Lord, you got my attention. My eyes are wide with wonder, feeling for the soul ascension.
There's no one else is ever gonna do for me, ever gonna do for me what you do for me.
That's Toby Mac with Edge of My Seat at number 9 this week. All right, we always love a great, strong song around here. And this next one, it's been on the countdown for a little while, and it's one of those. It's Casting Crowns featuring Matthew West with the song Nobody on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 8.
Why you ever chose me has always been a mystery. All my life, I've been told I belong at the end of the line. With all the other not quite, with all the never get it right. But it turns out they're the ones you were looking for all this time. Cause I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing.
I'm living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus.
Well, Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight. You picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Well, the moral of the story is everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me, saying, who do you think you are? I say, I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. For the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
So let me go down, down, down in history as another blood-bought, faithful member of the family. And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. So let me go down, down, down in history.
Going down in history.
As another blood-bought, faithful member of the family.
That's all I ever want to be.
And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
Number 8, that is Nobody from Casting Crowns, along with a little bit of help from Matthew West, who actually has another song coming up in just a little while. That's going to be awesome.
Coming up.
Those two new songs go head-to-head, and they need your vote in our future fan favorite segment. Plus, I'll have Christian Music's top 7 songs for you.
Hello, Countdown family. I'm Chris Langham, and this is Explained in 60 Seconds, Psalm 139:14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Did you know that a single DNA in your body is physically encoded with the blueprints to create the most complex machine in the known universe, the human body? Stretched out, a single human DNA is 6 feet long. You have about 37 trillion DNA, and tied end to end, they would stretch from here to Pluto, round trip, 4 times. And every micrometer of it packed with the most advanced code in the universe. All that inside of you. You are wonderfully made and made to wonder at God's amazing work. That's 60 seconds. For explanation on Psalm 139 and every other Bible chapter, check out the Through the Word app at throughtheword.org.
Connecting listeners around the world. This is 20, the Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Well, we are up to our top 7 songs, and I know it's been a really crazy week for all of us, and I don't think it's a coincidence that Ireland's Wren Collective is in with this timely message about their song, Your Name is Power.
Just a time we were going through of asking so many questions, so much chaos in the world, so much hopelessness, and the song started with a whole bunch of questions. And then after talking about it and praying about it, we realized that, you know, in times of uncertainty, we don't need to be asking questions as much as we need to be proclaiming truth. So that was kind of how the song started, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And there's no truth that I guess is more concrete that we can cling to in difficult times than the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever we speak that out, there actually is power in it, that it actually changes things, that it breeds revival.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things for us in our circumstances, the things that we're struggling with, to be able to proclaim that his name is power over darkness. Like, that's just such an amazing anthem of hope and courage, and not just for our situations, but we wanted that to be a song for other people in their scenarios and their situations, as individuals, as the church, and for the nations and for the earth, that we want to proclaim that in the darkest and the most hopeless times, that his name is power, that his name, as Chris said, and at his name, every knee will bow.
Isn't that great? And just spot on for what's going on right now in our world. Here they are, it's Wren Collective with Your Name is Power on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 7.
You're the only answer to the darkness. You're the only right among the wrong. You're the only hope among the chaos. You are the voice that calls me on, louder than every lie, my sword in every fight. The truth will chase away the night. Your name is power over darkness, freedom for the captive.
Power from the group Wren Collective, up two to number 7 this week. And now we're heading over to Southern California native Jordan Felice with his song Faith. Here it is on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 6.
There is no ocean that can't be parted. There is no mountain that can't be moved. I know there's help for the heavy heart. find their strength renewed. You just gotta have faith. You just gotta have faith. It's life for the shadow.
That's number six, and it's called Faith from Jordan Felice. Hey, thanks for joining me for this show. I hope you stick around because we have two new songs coming up. They need your help. They need your vote, actually. And they're part of our future fan favorite segment. I'm also going to play last week's winning song for you, as well as Christian Music's top five songs.
20thecountdown.com.
Your connection to everything you hear on the show. All the artists.
This is Austin French.
This is Danny Gokey.
This is Jordan Felice.
This is Chris from Rang Collective.
The current music chart, the latest music news, and more ways to listen to 20 The Countdown magazine. Plus,
exclusive content like the future fan favorite and the 20 The Countdown e-newsletter.
Find it all at 20thecountdown.com.
20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Heard around the world on great stations.
Well, this week I want to say hello to all of our new friends at a brand new station in Jackson, Michigan. It's 89.3 The Arbor, and they sent us some shout-out audio that I would love to share with you.
Hey, this is Tori from 89.3 The Arbor, which is stationed out of Spring Arbor University in Michigan. I am currently a student broadcaster, really learning the ropes here, and as a brand new station, we are so glad to have 20 The Countdown magazine as a part of our lineup. I know it's definitely encouraging me in my faith, along with our communities, where we get to learn about new artists, new music, and really what's at the top of the charts. So thank you for everything you do, and we're so glad to have you with us.
Well, thanks, Tori. Wow, we are so glad to have you with us, and I'm excited that you guys are on the air now. Thanks for including 20 The Countdown magazine on your station there on the campus at Spring Arbor University each week.
Top five.
All right, we're getting back to it. We have our top five songs, and here to kick that off, it's for King & Country with their song, Burn the Ships, on 20 The Countdown magazine.
Number five.
How did we get here? What comes to wait?
shore. I can see in your eyes, dear, it's hard to take for a moment more. We've got to
burn the ships, cut the ties, send a flare into the night. Say a prayer, turn the tide, dry your tears and wave goodbye.
Step into a new day.
Send a flare into the night. Say a prayer, turn the tide, dry your tears and wave goodbye.
Step into a new day.
Through the sorrow, out of the fire, into tomorrow.
So flush the pills, face the fear, feel the weight disappear. We're coming clean, we're born again. I hope our lungs can breathe again. Oh, we can breathe again. Step into a
That's number five, and it's called Burn the Ships, and it's from the group For King and Country. All right, I've been waiting for the entire show to share with you the winning song from last week's Future Fan Favorite. After you voted on our website, it turns out that Hannah Kerr got it with her song Ordinary. And here it is on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Last week's fan favorite.
I have looked for
see you in the ordinary. you in the ordinary. Every breath I breathe, in my own heartbeat, I know you're always right here with me. Nothing is mundane, your glory is displayed in a million ways. In the ordinary, you make my days extraordinary. Oh,
don't you love that one? It is Hannah Kerr with Ordinary, the winning future fan favorite song from last week's voting. All right, now we get to do it all over and play two brand new ones for you. And then, like always, we need you to head to our website, 20thecountdown.com, and cast your vote. Our first clip is from Ryan Stevenson, and it's called Amadeo, Still My God. Isn't that a fun one? All right, next up we have Colton Dixon with his song, Miracles. Going to be a tough week, but you have to vote on just one of those songs. So head over to 20thecountdown.com and cast your vote. Next week, be listening around this same time, and you will hear the song that gets the most votes. Hopefully, it's the one you vote for.
Future fan favorite, love it or not.
Make your voice heard now at 20thecountdown.com.
Hey guys, it's Zach Williams here, and I just wanted to give you guys a word of encouragement today. I know we're going through some pretty difficult times right now, and things can feel kind of crazy and out of control. But one scripture that popped in my head was the scripture that says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. I hope this encourages you guys today. You guys take care. God bless.
We are getting back to the countdown with Zach Williams singing Rescue Story. And here he is on 20, the Countdown Magazine.
Number 4.
There I was, empty-handed, crying out from the pit of my despair. There you were, in the shadows, holding out your hand, you met me there. And now where would I be without you? Where would I be, Jesus? You were the voice in the desert, calling me out in the dead of night, fighting my battles for me. You were my rescue story,
You are my testimony. Oh, you never gave up on me. You never gave up on me. You are my testimony. Oh, you never give up on me. Oh, you never give up on me. Oh, this is my testimony. Oh, you are one of the voices in the desert, calling me out in the dead of night, fighting my battles for me. You are my rescue story, lifting me up from the ashes, carrying my soul from death to life, bringing me from glory to glory. You are my rescue story. You are.
That is Zach Williams singing Rescue Story at number four this week. Hey, stick around. Christian Music's top three are coming up when we return.
Hello, Countdown family. I'm Chris Langham, and this is Explained in 60 Seconds. What is worship? Romans 12:1. In view of God's mercy, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. This verse is about response. In view of God's mercy, that means looking to Jesus, seeing that he loved you at your worst. Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Jesus died for you, so you live for him. Read Romans 12, and that life is radical. Others above self, overcoming evil with good. People who live like that are amazing, but it's not about earning God's love. It's just worship. Because true worship is living in response to God's amazing love. That's 60 Seconds. For audio guides to Romans 12 and every other Bible chapter, check out the Through the Word app at throughtheword.org.
20, the Countdown Magazine
with William Ryan III.
Well, we're getting to the end of the show, and we have our top three songs remaining. And to kick it off, we have Mercy Me singing Almost Home on 20, the Countdown Magazine.
Number three.
Are you disappointed? Are you desperate for help? You know what it's like to be tired and only a shell of yourself. Will you start to believe? Don't have what it takes, 'cause it's all you can do just to move, much less finish the race. But don't forget what lies ahead. This road will be hard, but we win in the end, simply because of Jesus in us. It's not if, but when. So take joy in the journey, even when it feels long. Oh, find strength in each step, knowing heaven is cheering you. We'll be right back.
brought heaven to us. Make no mistake, there's still more to come. When our flesh and our bone are no longer between what we are right now and where we're meant to be.
That's number three, and it's Almost Home from Mercy Me. All right, Matthew West, he's back. This is his second song on the countdown. This time it's his own, and he's singing The God Who Stays on 20 The Countdown magazine.
Number two.
If I were you, I would have given up on me by now. I would have labeled me a lost cause, 'cause I feel just like a lost cause. If I were you, I would have turned around and walked away. I would have labeled me beyond repair, 'cause I feel like I'm beyond repair. Oh, but somehow you don't see me like I do. Somehow you're still here. You're the God who stays. You're the God who stays. You're the in my direction when the whole world walks away. You're the God who stands with wide open arms, and you tell me nothing I have ever done could separate my heart from the God who stays. I used to hide every time I thought I let you down. Always thought I had to earn my way, but I'm learning you don't work that way now. 'Cause somehow you don't see me like I do. Somehow you're still here. You're the God who stays. You're the God who stays. You're the one who runs in my direction when the whole world walks away. You're the God with wide open arms, and you tell me nothing I have ever done could separate my heart from the God who stays.
And you tell me nothing I have ever done could separate my heart from the God who stays.
Don't you love that song? It's Matthew West singing The God Who Stays, and it's number two this week. All right, we've arrived at the top of the chart, which means our number one song is coming up here in just a second.
20thecountdown.com.
Your connection to everything you hear on the show. All the artists.
This is Torrin Wells.
Hey, this is Rhett Walker.
Hey, my name is Lauren Daigle.
This is Josh from The Afters.
The current music chart. The latest music news. And more ways to listen to 20 The Countdown magazine. Plus,
exclusive content like the future fan favorite and the 20 The Countdown e-newsletter.
Find it all at 20thecountdown.com.
Now, back to The Countdown.
20 The Countdown magazine with William Ryan III.
Welcome back. If you're just jumping on board, you are right in time for our number one song of the week.
Hey guys, it's We The Kingdom here.
No matter what I may be walking through, whatever I've done, or what past hurt may try to come back into the picture, I love that I can go to the cross and cry out to God to deliver me.
I'm so thankful that God's grace not only saves me from my mistakes, but it transforms me and changes my heart to want to live for God.
For the fourth week in a row, it's Holy Water from the group We The Kingdom, Christian music's number one song on 20 The Countdown magazine.
Number one.
Your forgiveness is like sweet.
For the fourth week in that top spot, it's Holy Water from the group We the Kingdom, Christian music's number one song on 20 The Countdown Magazine. Well, that is this week's Top 20. I hope you enjoyed it. You can always visit our website, 20thecountdown.com, anytime to listen to the show again, and I hope you will. There's some great encouragement in a lot of these songs. Just go back and listen to the lyrics of some of them. I think you'll be really, really encouraged this week. Hey, you can also see a complete chart of those songs at the website, and while you're there, be sure to sign up for our e-newsletter and send us a message. We'd love to know where you listen from. That's all at 20thecountdown.com. Our show is written and produced by Frank Scales, and I'm William Ryan III, inviting you to join me again next week for another Top 20 Countdown.
From Dallas, Texas, you've been listening to William Ryan III on the most listened to Christian music countdown show around the world. 20, 20.